Schenectady, New York, once again, primed to play host to the region's most diverse slate of world-class international touring artists in Central Park as Music Haven kicks off its 34th season. Mona Golub, can you imagine 34 years
of traveling the world one concert at a time? Actually, I can.
It is from July 7th through September 6th. The popular summer venue will welcome audiences from all corners to 10 spectacular concerts and a blues barbecue and a new three-part film and an event series and the region's only staging of a full-length improvised musical. An improvised musical. Mona will tell us more in just a few moments. Mona is the producing artistic director of the Music Haven concert series. She does an incredible job with this series and has for over three decades, and it's an absolute delight to welcome her back to the program. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's really, I look forward to this every year. You, first of all, thank you for the pronunciation, Kate. I am so excited about what you have coming up and just some really, really neat stuff. And let me just, before we get too much into it, I mean, COVID really wreaked havoc on this event for a while because of international travel, and it made it hard. Is that starting to lighten up?
Well, the actual travel and visa process is now possible and functional. The expense is much greater. So there are many artists who travel internationally and tour internationally who are touring less often, or they're coming to the United States less often. So more planning goes into all of what it takes to bring an exceptional artist from somewhere across the oceans to Schenectady, but it's still worth it.
So as far as planning goes, what was this a, I know none of this is easy, Mona, I know that, but I mean, it was this like, okay, this is, we're getting back to some semblance of normalcy?
I would say we started to feel some semblance of normalcy planning for last year.
Oh, good.
But
oh, good.
What it means is we're looking out not just 2 or 3 years, but 4 or 5 years in terms of planning tours or being included in tours that are being planned.
So when you plan this particular year, and which is just an amazing lineup, how do you get so lucky?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
I think sometimes the stars just begin to align. If you have enough amazing and exceptional artists on a list and you're speaking with the right agents and the right management companies and sometimes directly with the artists, things happen. They come together. Maybe not as you thought they might when you started planning, but ultimately things fall into place.
So Macumba starts it all off.
They do. Once again, they started things off for us back in 2014. It was their very first gig on U.S. soil, and they are now Zimbabwe's most amazing musical export and have taken the world by storm. They've played every major festival and venue and come back to us a much more mature band than they were, as exciting as they were back in 2014. And I can't wait for everybody to see where they've gone.
Give us a sense of what we can expect from them musically.
Wonderful, danceable Afrofusion. So it's a unique mix of traditional musics like Tonga and Soukous with their contemporary Afrofusion that's got a little bit of reggae feel, a little bit of ska feel to it. Very original.
Sunday, July 7th. So that really does kick it all off this
Indeed.
Coming Sunday. And then this one I'm incredibly excited about is Buckwheat Zydeco.
Yeah, Buckwheat Zydeco Jr.
Yeah.
And I laugh because it was 1991 that I brought Buckwheat Zydeco, his father, in for my very first international touring show at Page Hall here in Albany. So this is kind of a personal connection for me. But Buckwheat would be very proud that his son carries on the tradition. Just won the Grammy Award in the American Roots Music category. He's got his father's band, the Ils Sont Partis band, with him. It's going to be a fabulous Louisiana show, dance and feel good all the way.
And the Brass Machine as a special guest. Really great stuff. Then you have a Slavic soul party coming up on the 21st.
It's not very often we go to Eastern Europe, but this is a fabulous band that's includes brass and percussion, and of course the clarinet that soars above all and gives it that feel of Eastern Europe. They're going to cover music from Bosnia-Herzegovina to Serbia, Romania, Albania, that whole swath of territory, and with virtuosic ability, this band is going to take us to great places, and they are very danceable as well.
You tap into my heritage with Goicha.
Goicha.
Goicha?
Yep.
So, Goicha. Okay. All right. Like, that's kind of fun to say either way, isn't
They're from Limerick.
Yeah.
So think of it as a poem.
Yeah.
Goicha.
Is it how are they so they come from Ireland, and
yes, they do.
And they five musicians.
Yes, fabulous quintet. That's all the traditional instruments you would expect, with fiddle and vocals up front, good old boron drum and stringed instruments and accordion and keyboard and guitar holding it down. Very traditional sound. For those who love Celtic music, you will be delighted. And, of course, we have local favorites, Hair of the Dog, opening up that show. As many people know, that's going to be a fabulous night in Central Park.
And then we move to August.
Yes.
And you will start the month with the clarinet.
The foremost jazz clarinetist in the world, Anat Cohen.
Anat Cohen.
Yes.
And give us a sense of that group and the music that they'll be performing.
Well, she has brought a number of groups to bear, but has a particular penchant for Brazilian music. So while she's played with her tentet, her group of 10 at the SPAC Festival, Jazz Festival, she is bringing her Brazilian quartet called Anat Cohen Quartetinho to Schenectady. And they will perform at Music Haven, and that will be their debut here in the region. So that will be an afternoon or an evening of Brazilian jazz.
Good stuff. And then a day later, you have the SUNY Schenectady Jazz Faculty Combo. How'd you get them all together?
Well, you know, this is a back-to-back jazz weekend. The Jazz Faculty Combo has played two or three times for us in opening some high-profile jazz shows at Music Haven. This time, they are headlining, and we've brought in a very special guest to perform with them, none other than trombonist Delfio Marsalis.
Oh,
of
wow.
The New Orleans Marsalis dynasty, so we'll feel a little bit of New Orleans in that show, and another great night of jazz, so two nights in a row.
And then on that Friday, it's going to be a heck of a week for you all.
Indeed.
on Friday, the 42nd Infantry Division Band of the New York Army National Guard, that on Friday, and then on Saturday, the Saratoga Schenectady Symphony Orchestra with a tribute to John Williams.
We'll be filling every crevice of that stage that weekend. We're very excited that the 42nd Infantry Division Band called us. They saw how beautiful our space was in the heart of the park and said, we'd like to play there this summer. Will you accommodate us? And, of course, we said yes. The Schenectady Saratoga Symphony Orchestra is an annual gig. This year they're performing a tribute to John Williams and all the amazing movie themes that he scored. And they've got a special narrator. So that will be a lovely show and a little departure from what they've done in the past.
Okay, now this I have a pronunciation, but I screwed up the last one, so I'm going to try my best. Eliotis?
Eliades Ochoa.
Eliades Ochoa.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And this is, of the...
he was the founding...
I'm blocking on the group.
The founding sonero of Buena Vista Social Club.
There you go.
Which is the preeminent Cuban son band of this century, this era. And he's got a brand new album himself out entitled Guajiro. He will be bringing a top-notch sextet to perform Cuban son, which is really where salsa came from. So you can definitely expect a recognizable salsa beat and groove.
And when we talked about those the other events and on Fridays and Monday and so forth, but this is the Sunday event. This is
back
the traditional
to the Sunday global
the
shows.
Sunday global shows, yeah.
And I do have to tell you, he's got a 20-date international tour, and only two dates are in the United States. One date down in New York City at Sony Hall, and the second date at Music Haven in Schenectady.
How do you do that?
It happened. I smiled. And I thought, wow, isn't that cool? I think we're the only free gig on the whole tour as well.
Well, okay, so let's just take a moment to bask in that glory, because that is really what makes this so special. These are free events for people to not only have these incredible musicians and these incredible opportunities, as you say, playing two places in the entire country. Mm-hmm. Schenectady is one of them, but they're also free. And you've always worked at keeping it that way.
I have always believed that music and food together are incredibly wonderful ways to share culture and to be able to make that sharing accessible to anyone and everyone who wants to join us is what makes it magic. The artists share, the audience shares, my volunteer team and professional staff all share in the same space at the same time, and it's just a really special way to spend an evening in the summer.
And, yeah, shout out to the volunteers. They always make it happen, right? They
Indeed.
Can get everybody where they need to go and make it work. We should note just, well, I'll take this opportunity to mention that these are rain or shine.
They are.
And so if it doesn't happen at, if it doesn't happen outside, it'll move into Proctor's.
We are very lucky to have Proctor's as our rain site, certainly the best rain site in town. For most of the shows, except when the Tina Turner show comes into Proctor's, we'll be using the Niskayuna High School auditorium if need be.
Okay, excellent. Well, we'll hope for good weather the entire. You usually have pretty good luck.
Knock on wood.
I just
I have
that
a love hate relationship with the weather this time of year, but.
But it happens either way. That's great. Benda Magna.
Magda Yaniku, who is the Greek tour de force that leads this band, is just an amazing performer, visionary, and composer, and film, and music. And she has put together a new project that she's bringing here that has only previously played at the Kennedy Center. So we are going to see something that has not been seen in the region. She sings in six languages. She's got a top-notch sextet with her that performs folk and jazz. And that really is going to be an extraordinary evening.
Okay. So then three things that I want to get into besides these incredible concerts, which we've been talking about. The film and event series, you have some really cool stuff there. Including a Bollywood night.
Yes.
That's really
something
fun.
A little different, a little far-reaching. We put our heads together with our friend Donna Pinnell, who's the Schenectady County Film Commissioner, and decided we wanted to put a series together that was as much event as it was film. Ways to gather people from 5 to 7 for themes, food, and activity, and live entertainment, and then flow into a film to end the evening. So we've got these final three Fridays of the season when it gets dark a little bit earlier, so perfect for a movie, and a Bollywood theme. And yes, I've practiced the name of this film because it's a classic. It's the longest-running Indian film from Bollywood called Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge. And we will be showing that for Bollywood Night. Reggae Sunset will be featuring Bob Marley, One Love. And Paint the Park Pink, dun-da-da, will be Barbie. So we're looking forward to pink food, too, and Barbie.
That's fun. Pink food and Barbie. That's great. And then just to back up a little bit to the, and I alluded to this and said you would explain it more to us, and I'm glad we have time for your explanation. MOPCO Improv Theater is doing Spontaneous Broadway, and this is a world premiere, and everyone plays a role, sort of.
Well, it's been around for a bit, so it's not the premiere of it, but everybody should understand that it was created by Kat Coppett, who is one in the leadership of MOPCO here in Schenectady. And she created this Spontaneous Broadway that has now played in other parts of the world.
And I guess what I meant by that is it's every show is different. So every show is a premiere because every show is different from the other shows.
And yes, and interestingly enough, it's the only improvisational full-length musical that's been reviewed by the New York Times.
Wow. Oh, that's incredible. That's good.
So I can't tell you exactly what you're going to hear that night, but I can tell you you're going to have fun because they've figured out how to do it really well. And I'm excited they're bringing it to the park.
That's really, that's Terrific. And then we didn't talk about the Blues Barbecue,
which is always a popular event and continues to grow. This is one of our 5 to 9:30 festivals, if you will. We've got three different blues performers. Blood Brothers is a fabulous combination of Mike Zito's band and Albert Castiglia's band. They are both Blues Music Award winners in the blues rock category together. They just won the Blues Music Award for Best Blues Rock Release of the Year. And they're only doing 10 dates between now and the end of 2025 because both bands are so busy and successful as they are. So this will be the only time that Blood Brothers plays here in the Capital Region across the next year and a half. So we're excited to have them headlining. Misty Blues from the Berkshires will be on the bill. Piedmont Blues, a really cool husband and wife team, Piedmont style, will be opening the show. And a killer barbecue. We've got brisket, ribs, smoked turkey legs, chicken, the whole bit.
Oh, I love smoked turkey. It just seems so primal.
So festival.
Yeah, it's just very, very, very cool. Music Haven's 34th annual season kicks off this Sunday. And you can find more information and plan all around all of these events by going to musichavenstage.org, musichavenstage.org, and check out the names and even check out some of the music. It's really incredible stuff. Thank you so much for putting it together.
Thank you. We look forward to rolling it out and inviting everyone to join us.
It's a great party. You do such a beautiful job. The whole team does. Thank you so much for explaining it to us. Music Haven Concert Series, it all starts Sunday. MusicHavenStage.org. Mona Gold, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.